Let's take our Bibles this morning and turn over to the book of Matthew, chapter number 9. It's amazing to me. Most of the time, I don't get Sunday school live, so to speak. I usually get it on tape, and I don't have any idea what Brother John did in Sunday school this morning, but his testimony, and it goes so well with the message that the Lord has put in my heart, and you'll understand here a little bit later on, maybe. I hope that you will. Let me mention this as well. On Wednesday night, we're teaching or preaching through the book of Philippians, and we have been five Wednesday nights on verse 1. Hopefully verse 2 will go a little bit faster. Amen. But we've been having a great time in the study in the book of Philippians. And then on Wednesday night, some of you may not know it, but we take up an offering on Wednesday night. And we've been doing that since the first of the year thereabouts. And that's going into our mission expansion fund. And that's allowing us to take on new missionaries in addition to what the church is already doing. And we're grateful for the missions program and desire your prayers for that as well. Matthew chapter number 9 this morning. And I want to read a verse of scripture here and then begin to speak on a subject this morning that I believe is needed. The Lord's put it in my heart. I do know that. When I got out there to Illinois, the pastor's wife said, the former pastor's wife, she said, "Now, Brother Vinoy," she said, "are you preaching something new or will it be reruns?" What she meant by that, she's been keeping up to date, listening on the internet, so she wanted to know if I was going to be preaching something that I've already preached here. And actually, it was not a rerun at all. As a matter of fact, that last part, last Sunday, about Hezekiah, the Lord, on my way out, just driving out, just meditating on Hezekiah. And then when I got out there and began to look in the Word of God at that man's life, and boy, I've been praying this week, God, make me more like Hezekiah. What a leader Hezekiah was. And so I preached on that revival under Hezekiah. And this week, and had a tremendous time. So anyway, we'll try not to do any reruns on you. Amen. We will do a lot of to be continued. That'll probably be this morning. Amen. We'll probably never get through with all of this. In Matthew chapter 9, verse number 1, the Bible said, "And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, 'Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee.'" If you would, for just a moment this morning, try to put yourself in this man's position. This man has never known anything in his life but the palsy. It's a crippling, debilitating disease that just doesn't allow you to walk and function the way that we normally do as human beings. And the Bible said in verse 3, "And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, 'This man blasphemeth.'" I like to stop and say in situations like that, goes to show you what they know. Amen. They sure don't know much, do they? And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, he said, "Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is it easier to say, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, 'Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine own house.' And he arose, and he departed to his own house, to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and they glorified God, which had given such power unto men." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you this morning for the word of the living God. God, I do pray this morning now that, Lord, you would bless your word as it goes forth. And Lord, it seemed maybe a little thought, Lord, but Lord, it's really a tremendous thought for where we are in this generation. And God, I give you glory for giving it to me. And I pray, Lord, now that you'll just bless it. Help us have a blessed day, Lord, around the word of God. God, if there's somebody here not saved, how I pray, Lord, you might stir in their heart today. How I pray for Rosalie this morning, Lord, that there might come a day, Lord, when we get to hear that she was born into the family of God. God, we just pray, Lord, that you'll just continue to save sinners, strengthen the saints of God in these last days, and God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. The phrase that I'm kind of hung up on in my heart and in my mind this morning is a little phrase in the Bible that's used several times. I should know exactly how many times. I think it's about six or seven times. But the phrase is, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. And I want to look at it this morning in the light of these times that God uses it in the Word of God. I'm going to go ahead and give you the outline this morning, and though we won't get through the entire message, I'm sure. But we ought to be of good cheer for three different reasons. Number one, our Lord's forgiveness of our sin. We ought to be of good cheer. Number two, we ought to be of good cheer because of our Lord's faithfulness in our storms. We ought to be of good cheer. And then number three, we ought to be of good cheer because of our Lord's freedom through what He speaks. He gives us freedom. And we're going to see all that in the Word of God, the Lord willing, this Lord's day. But I want to be a help to you this morning. I don't know about you, but when I watch the news, it's not easy to be of good cheer. There's a whole lot going on in this world, listen, that ought to be a burden to the people of God's hearts. Amen. I'm telling you that when you look at the situation in the Middle East and you look at the situation in our country, I looked it up this morning because I didn't want to say something that wasn't exactly right. I'd heard just a tidbit on the news, but I looked it up. With all that's going on in the world, our president this week, all he could find to do was to sign an executive order that would ban federal contractors from discriminating against lesbians and gays and bisexuals and transgender employees. That's about all he could find to do. He said he would sign it in 2008. Well, he finally got around to it. But they don't include any. And the thing that he signed does not include any new language leaving religious organizations out of these discrimination protections. You say, well, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? That ought to burden our heart. Say amen right there. When the President of the United States puts his stamp of approval on such things, that ought to burden our heart. That ought to burden our heart. But I believe with all of my heart what God wants to say to us today, though our hearts sometimes are heavy. How many of you got things going on in your family that makes your heart heavy? How many's got things going on where you live and at your job that makes your heart heavy? Amen. But in the midst of it all, I want to show you in the Word of God that our Lord said, be of good cheer. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. Amen. I believe with all my heart that God wants us to be of good cheer in this generation that we live. I'll say this to you this morning. I'm going to try to get right in the message. But if you go back a few generations and examine our grandmothers and our grandfathers, how many can examine them and see that they were going through some very hard times? But boy, they had their chin up, amen? They could be of good cheer in the midst of it all. One of the things that helped them to do that was they were living on the threshold of His coming. They were really looking for Jesus to come again, amen? And I believe with all my heart this morning, as we look at this story here in the Word of God, it ought to cheer us up. Jesus said to this man, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Turn over to Mark chapter number 2 for just a minute. I'm going to get a little bit different perspective on this same story in Mark chapter number 2. And I want to show you some things that really I think ought to just cheer us up this morning as the people of God. The Bible said in chapter 2, verse number 1 of the book of Mark, and again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch as there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And they could not come nigh unto him for the press. They uncovered the roof where he was. And when he had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. See, in the other text, he says, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their heart. I want to give you some things in this little story this morning that ought to cheer us up as we think about them. I believe we ought to be of good cheer because of our Lord's forgiveness of our sin. How many's been forgiven? You know what that means? That means you're heaven bound with the hammer down. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, for some of us in this room, it's not going to be as long as it had been. And we're going to be standing in the presence of our dear Lord because we've been forgiven of our sin through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this story here, there's several things I want to call to your attention this morning that ought to cheer us up. I looked at the story and I just kind of broke it down a little bit. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. It is to me. The Bible said, and again, just again, he entered into Capernaum. Most of us didn't get saved the first time God dealt with us. Amen. I mean, he's glad he came again. That ought to cheer us up. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say most of us in this room, we have lost loved ones. But we ought to just pray, God, speak to them again. Speak to them one more time. Amen. Because that is where the forgiveness of sins comes from. As the Holy Ghost speaks to an individual's heart and that individual yields to him. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days. Now watch this. And it was noise that he was in the house. I'm going to tell you something else that ought to cheer us up. He's in the house. Hallelujah. His presence ought to cheer us up this morning. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, I'll tell you this. You say, preacher, you can't prove he's in the house. Oh, yes, I can. I've got God's word on it. The Bible said where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. I brought him with me this morning. Amen. And this building was empty and dead until the believers came in. But thank God we brought a Savior with us. And he wants to meet with us. And that ought to cheer us up that the Savior's in the house this morning. And he's present. What's he present to do, preacher? Whatever needs to be done. Hallelujah. Isn't it something that God can look at 150 people? Amen. And there can be 150 different needs. He can look at every one of them at the same time and meet them all at the same time. Amen. God can take one verse of Scripture and speak to 150 people and meet them right where their need is. Amen. That's the God that I serve. It was noised that he was in the house. I don't know about you, but when I think about the likes of him, even coming around the likes of me, that blesses me. Amen. But he doesn't just come around. Amen. Hallelujah. He came within. And he's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. He's going to go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. Our Lord's forgiveness of our sin, that ought to cheer us up. The Bible said here straightway many were gathered together. You think about that. Think about the crowd in that day. The Word of God said insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. Now watch this now. We not only have that he's again, that he's in the house. Many were gathered together, but the Word of God said he preached the Word unto them. Let me tell you something this morning that ought to cheer us up. We've got his Word. How many remembers a little while back, a few Sundays back when I preached on the Word of God? The lady that came, Jillian, she met me right here in the aisle in tears. And here's what she said to me. She said, preacher, in China, said, we cherish the Word of God. She said, in China, we read the Word of God. In China, we memorize the Word of God. She said, preacher, because we never know when they're going to come and take it away. I'm going to make a statement this morning. You don't have to like it, but it's the truth. If something doesn't change in this country, they'll be trying to take ours away too. Amen. But thank God I've got a little bit of it hid down in my heart. Thank God there's already made an impact in my soul. And I thank God this morning that we have the Word of God. Amen. Not the word of a man, but the Word of the living God. And he can still stir our hearts. That ought to cheer us up this morning. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you watch the news and you don't read the news, you'll go nuts. You better watch the news, and there's nothing wrong with that. We ought to know what's going on in this country and around the world. But we ought to set it right here in light of this precious old book. I tell you what, a grin from ear to ear. We ought to fall on our face and pray, amen, and just thank God that we're ready to meet him in this hour that we live in. Amen. Our Lord's forgiveness of sin, that ought to cheer us up. Again, it was a noise that he's in the house. Many were gathered together, and the Word of God said He preached the Word unto them. Let me just say this to you. There are a lot of churches that have learned how to meet, and they don't preach the Word. You can take a gathering that don't preach the Word, and you don't have a church. Say amen right there. The Word of God said that God chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. Preaching is foolish to this world. It's foolish for a man to open a Bible and preach the Word of God in the eyes of this world. Hallelujah. Our Lord knew that if we were going to have any cheer in the midst of our circumstances, it was going to come from the blessed old book, the Word of God. He preached the Word. Now watch this now. Something else that ought to cheer us up. And they come unto Him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Now, y'all get this. Help me right here now. Amen. Y'all remember when the president, I'm not picking on the president. He just rubs me the wrong way, and I'm not willing to turn the cat around. Amen. I believe my cat's headed in the right direction. Amen. But he said a while back, it's been a year or so back, he talked about business. He said, you didn't build that. You didn't build that. Well, I will say this about salvation. You sure didn't get there on your own. You say, preacher, what do you mean? The Word of God said this man was born of four. I believe there was one on each corner, Brother Gale. Amen. And I believe they were determined. Do you understand if one of them drops their corner, that man's going to fall off of that stretcher and be heard. Amen. And he's not going to get to Jesus. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? I'm going to tell you something right now. We'd shout this morning. We'd be of good cheer if we would realize when we were dead in trespasses and sin, how many was on the corners of our stretcher carrying us to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. How many was praying for us, Brother David? How many had not given up on us? How many, my friend, that were determined, even if we have to tear a hole in the roof, we're going to get him to Jesus. Because that's what he needs. Amen. I'll tell you this morning. It blesses my heart to think about the people. That though I was not only a rebel inwardly, I was a rebel outwardly. I'm going to tell you what. I used to wear t-shirts and I would not dare repeat what was on some of them. But if my mother-in-law had a lick of sense, amen, when I walked through the door with a t-shirt like that on, she ought to took a club and wore me out with it. Say amen. I was a rebel on the inside, a rebel on the outside. But hallelujah, somebody saw something besides the rebel. You might be here this morning and you might be a rebel, but if somebody's got your corner and somebody's praying for you, they're trying to get you to the one that can turn you into something besides a rebel, can turn you into something besides one sick of the palsy. Say, turn you into a child of the living God and forgive you of your sins. I don't know about you, but you know, I guess, Brother Jeff, the reason the Lord put that in my heart this morning, strong, and I went and talked to you before I made the announcement, but the Lord, you know what God's going to do next Saturday? He's going to let some of us carry a corner on their stretcher. Say amen. You know what I said to him a while ago? There's got to be another Brian out there. There's got to be, and then there's others. Amen. I reckon that little boy just stole my heart the first time I met him. Amen. But listen, we need to pray for his daddy. Pray for his mama. But there's others out there. We just need to get a hold of the corner of the stretcher and do our best to get them to Jesus. Get them under the sound of the Word of God. Oh, beloved friend, I'm going to tell you something right now. It doesn't take much to see that in this day and hour we live in, we need to be of good cheer. There's a whole lot to drag us down. Amen. But I tell you what, if we'll look up, if we'll look to Him, if we'll think about the Lord of glory that forgave us of our sin, I'm going to tell you right now, it'll be a blessing. Amen. And when they could not come nigh unto Him for the press, they uncovered the roof where He was. And when they had broken it up, they let Him down in the bed that was sick. And Jesus saw... What's this now? The Bible did not say that Jesus saw his faith. The Bible said Jesus saw their faith. Now, I believe with all my heart that's all five of them. I believe the one laying on the stretcher, amen, was cooperating, amen.
saying, boys, thank you. I appreciate you. Amen. I've heard about this man called Jesus. If you can get me to Jesus, it'll be all right. Amen. But the Word of God said, listen, you say, preacher, what's God want to see at Bible Way? I tell you what He wants to see. He wants to see our faith. He wants to see us doing what we're supposed to do, realizing that He's promised He'll do what He's supposed to do if we'll do what we're supposed to do. That's what faith is. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, the substance of things hoped for. Amen. In other words, you can hope for a good van route, but when faith puts your legs into action, amen, it puts substance in the van. Amen. It puts souls in the van. Amen. It puts people on board. Amen. That can hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was born of four. They could not come nigh unto Him for the press. They uncovered the roof where He was. And when they had broken it up, the Word of God said they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, He said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But in that little phrase over there in the book of Matthew, He said, be of good cheer. Brother Joe, when He saved you, was it morning or night, brother? Was it morning or night when the Lord saved you? It was in the morning. Was it at church? Was church service? Amen, brother. Was there some good cheer when you come up out of that altar? Amen. Was there a heart full of love and a heart full of joy and a heart full of glory? You say, preacher, what happened? A man came heavy. A man came guilty. But when the Lord forgives him, amen. You say, preacher, what do we need in this generation? I tell you what we need. We need to realize He's forgiven us of our sin and be of good cheer. We are, Brother Brian, on the same road, headed in the same direction. I never have seen anybody that genuinely was saved by the grace of God wanting to turn around and go back. Oh, thank God this morning we can be of good cheer because He's forgiven us of our sin. I'm going to tell you something right now. There are people that say they've been forgiven and they're never of good cheer. Let me say this to you. It's one thing to say you've been forgiven and it's another thing to be forgiven. A man can say anything, but it's when it's real in your heart and when it's real in your life, you've got something to go back to and you can be of good cheer in the midst of it all. Amen. I don't know. I was watching a little bit of the news this morning and they said, well, said in reality, is Al-Qaeda on the run? And the person they were interviewing said, in reality, no. No. Well, how long ago did you figure that out? Amen. You can't believe everything they're telling you. Amen. I tell you, you look how they just now, my friend, got everybody out of Tripoli. Everybody, all of our people, they had to get them out. Why? Because that mess is coming in. Amen. And they don't care whether they're invited or not. They're coming. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't know what's going to happen in our country. I don't know either. But I know what's going to happen in my country. Hallelujah. Amen. You say, preacher, where does the good cheer come from? It doesn't come from this country. It comes from that country where we're headed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you this morning, but again, He entered into Capernaum. And after some days, it was noise that He was in the house. I'm going to tell you something. Some couple in here today ought to go home and fall down at the coffee table and just say these words. God, I'm so glad You live in our house. You say, preacher, we get down. I know. We do too, don't we, this Eve? There's times, amen, when it just don't seem like you can make another step. But I tell you, when we get our eyes off of ourselves, off of our circumstances, and get our eyes on our Savior, somebody ought to go home today and just pray with your wife, pray with your children, and just thank God He lives at your house. Amen. He lives at your house. There was noise that He was in the house. He'd been living in my house ever since He moved into my house. Amen. Thank God this morning. The Bible said here, straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And He preached unto them
Oh, beloved friend, he preached the word. That's what we need, isn't it? Amen. I don't mind you watching the news, and I'm going to try to stay abreast of what's going on. I believe that a pastor ought to do that. But I tell you what, if a pastor watches the news and don't read the news, it won't be long. He won't be worth shooting. Say amen right there. I done read the last chapter in the last book, and we win. Hell, a lot of, oh, glory to God. There's a lot of things going on in this world, and we don't know yet who's going to win. Amen. But I'll tell you something right now, for the children of God, I done read, we win. We win. We win. Boy, I tell you, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. The faith that gave this gentleman good cheer is the same faith that will give you and I good cheer in the midst of this ungodly world that we live in. I don't know about you this morning, but I just want to stop and thank the Lord for forgiving me of my sin. I want to thank the Lord for putting me into His family. I want to thank the Lord that I have a future. You know, listen, I'm not trying to be mean or trying to be ugly. I thank God for everybody that's got a good retirement program. But you know, we may wake up one morning and find out none of that's worth anything. Amen. But I'll say this. We that are saved this morning, we've got a retirement program that's out of this world. Hallelujah. I tell you what's the truth. Amen. Nothing in this world can affect it. Amen. God has already settled it in heaven. Amen. I praise the Lord for that. They come unto Him bringing one sick of the palsy. You say, preacher, what's this a picture of? I'll tell you what I believe it's a picture of. I believe it's a picture of a man that cannot help himself. How many members when we were lost? You said, we couldn't help ourselves. Brother Joe, I heard a preacher say one time, he said, why? He said, getting saved is just as easy as taking a drink of water. And a wise preacher said this. He said, let me see you get a dead man to take a drink. In other words, somebody had to pray. And the Holy Ghost had to wake some sinner up. Say amen. The Holy Ghost had to give him an opportunity and draw him. Amen. Tony was preaching down there in the tent meeting or over there at the tabernacle at the Tri-Cities camp meeting. And he said he was preaching in a Christian school. And he said he used the word conviction. And he said that the students started looking at each other and he could tell they had no idea what he was talking about. I'm going to tell you something right now. Without conviction, there'll be no conversion. Amen. The Spirit of God must convict us of our sin. That's why I believe that it takes the chew out of your chewing gum. Say amen right there. I mean, you can't find somebody, I don't believe, that's under Holy Ghost conviction, chewing gum and grinning from ear to ear. I'm telling you, when God hangs us over hell, it'll bother us. It'll bother us. And I'll tell you where conviction comes from. Somebody on every corner praying. Praying. God, the Holy Spirit, takes those prayers to the throne of God. Then the throne of God orders God, the Holy Spirit, to bring conviction. I believe with all of my heart that when we get convicted of our sin, we're in a good place to get saved by the grace of God. We're a good candidate for Bible salvation. Oh, friend of mine, God just wants to say to us this morning, He'll say a little bit more about it tonight, but He wants to say to us, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Are you a child of God? Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? If you died today, do you know for sure heaven would be your home? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. If you're here today without Jesus, then my friend, you ought to be burdened about that. And I'm going to tell you something right now. God's people ought to be burdened about that. Amen. Somebody, Brother Jeff, needs to be on the corner of Brian's daddy's stretcher. Amen. Listen, the van ministry is about children, but it doesn't stop there. Help me.
Amen. God wants us to carry our load. Amen. And when God sees their faith, I'm excited about next Saturday morning. I don't know what God's going to do. But I know He's going to do something because I know what it is to have Him speak to my heart. Amen. And I'm excited about what God's going to do. I believe with all my heart that we as God's people ought to be of good cheer. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all. One day after a while, right now we don't have to understand it. He just wants us to believe Him, to trust Him. Amen. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank You this morning for this dear man that was born of four. Lord, in the church today, they probably would have had to take a month considering whether it would be all right to tear a hole in the roof or not. Lord, I'm glad that these men were determined to get this man to Jesus. I'm glad Jesus, Lord, was pleased when He saw their faith. I'm glad, Lord, that Jesus said to this man, "Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee." Lord, we ought to be able to shout the rest of the day just over the fact that our sins have been forgiven. God, we are somebody. We are going somewhere. Father, I believe with all my heart this morning that there's much going on in this world that is wicked in the eyes of God. But Lord, I believe in the midst of it all, we should be of good cheer as God's people. Lord, I pray that You'll help this message, Lord, to sink down into our ears and our hearts. Lord, when we're prone to be discouraged, prone to be depressed, prone to be despondent, God, I pray You'd speak to our hearts and help us to know, Lord, that we have so much to praise You for, so much to thank You for, so much to be of good cheer about, even in the midst of this generation that we live in. God, people are watching us. People are listening to us. And God, they need to see a reflection of the grace of God in our lives. Help us, Lord. Help us.